NLP Communication and Conscious Leadership. Train Your Brain to Top Performance in 8 Chapters by Camilla Jelensvon. A few words from the author. Thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to read this book. It can really be a valuable investment for you and your future. This book is also valuable to the organizations that get a small part of the profit this book generates. It will help us make a difference and to contribute to other people's personal growth and development. The text is an amalgamation of everything I've learnt over the last 20 years when I've studied, researched, and looked for answers to how we can feel better, be as healthy as we can, and at the same time, create a life that is as meaningful as possible. My journey through life has led me to read hundreds of books about personal development. Mindfulness, mental training, NLP, psychotherapy, mindset and attitude, to name but a few. Hundreds of hours have been spent on education, various courses, lectures and seeing different coaches. Much of this has been amazing and I've learned an incredible amount about myself. For those of you that don't know very much about NLP or personal development yet, this book, with fairly uncomplicated language, can be the start of something huge. An exciting introduction to help you discover more about yourself and your inner resources. An opportunity to create and shape your life just the way you want it to be, here and now. If you've heard about NLP before, and perhaps know a lot about it, then this book will not contain any major new revelations. But I want to invite you to listen with new ears, as if you've just discovered NLP, and thereby give yourself the possibility of seeing, hearing and feeling things anew. NLP is not new, and you'll already be aware of and have heard much of this. But NLP might be a new way of bundling various teachings and methods together. Perhaps you're not utilizing your knowledge in your day-to-day life. Several of the books I've read have been difficult to get through, and some have been outright boring. Lots of them have the same topic, but written in different ways, using different descriptions and entirely different choices of words. Almost as though every book has its own dialect, its own tonality and rhythm, even if the text is more or less the same. What spurred me on to write this book is that I wanted to share my thoughts, my insights, and show you a simple, fun way to learn something new. In this text, I have included some of the different techniques, tools, and methods I've used for myself with clients and in courses I've taught since 2006. One of the main reasons why I wanted to gather this information and write this book was that we often forget the moments when we felt captured or caught up in our own emotions. The moment when outer circumstances and factors have ruled our life. Life becomes empty and meaningless, and it's easy to lose the grip on reality and hard to see any light at the end of the tunnel. We can become so totally absorbed by our own problems that we forget that other people have troubles of their own. We might even isolate ourselves and become introvert recluses and stop socializing with other people. We're not alone. During my working career, where I've helped people to grow and develop, there's a whole range of things that we all want to achieve. We want to be successful and enjoy a high quality of life. We want to be involved, feel like we're part of something bigger. We want appreciation and respect, and to feel like we're loved. We want to feel alive, not just survive. We want to live in gratitude, not just for ourselves, but also be grateful towards others. Because when we experience greater empathy and gratitude towards the people around us, we also strengthen our sense of gratitude towards our own lives, which in turn helps us to reach our own goals and dreams. By adopting a gracious, grateful approach to life, you can give yourself an opportunity to experience more wealth and richness in your life as well. Because when we get to the point of true joy and blissful happiness, we want to share this experience with others. By choosing to listen to this book, you're already contributing to something bigger and something significant. The purpose of this book is not just to guide you and coach you, but also provide the same opportunity to people who have not yet had the same chance to develop and reach their full potential. So once again, thank you. I hope this book can help you take the next step towards your dreams and goals. At the same time as you're creating the life you want to lead, it might inspire you to help others too. Chapter 1. What is NLP?